dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yep, it's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we read all the dumb stories of dumb people doing dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the dummiest, and then with the help of Fred Sanford. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A woman's accidental butt dial to 911 led police to discovering her illegal gambling activities. Bremerton Police Chief Stephen Sachin said that the woman apparently accidentally dialed 911 from her pocket. The woman was heard discussing scratch tickets and illegal activities, leading officers to the address on Cherry Avenue where the call originated. They discovered that she had stolen lottery tickets. The woman, who also allegedly tried to give the police a fake name, was booked on trafficking in stolen property.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, two dummies. An Ontario police department said an erratic driver turned out to be a Pokemon Go player. There we go again. Footage filmed by a police helicopter showed the vehicle moving erratically at 3:23 a.m. on a Monday. Spokesman for the police said, "I'm sure the officers up in the helicopter believe that the driver might have been impaired or that they have been looking to commit a criminal offense like a breaking and entering." However, a ground unit conducted a traffic stop to discover that he was indeed playing Pokemon Go. The driver was not ticketed, but he received a stern warning from officers on the potential dangers of driving while distracted, police said.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Our reader this week is frequent collaborator, the Hawk of May. For being our reader, he wins a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Hawk of May.
This is Hawk of May for You Big Dummy. Three women had to end up sleeping in the woods for a night after the river they thought went in a circle did not, in fact, go in a circle. The women, all in their 20s, had never been tubing before and decided it would be a fun thing to do, said Muskegon Township Deputy Fire Chief Bob Grabinski. They bought some tubes and headed to the popular launch site at the Maple Island Road Bridge. They were informed by somebody at the bridge that the river goes in a circle, and if they rode the river, they would come back to their car. About 6 hours later, with darkness closing in and their car nowhere to be found, the trio decided to get out on the riverbank, where they ended up spending the night. After daybreak, a local fisherman found them and alerted authorities. Other than a few bug bites and scratches, the women were fine, Grabinski said. He estimated that they had traveled roughly 3 miles. Grabinski added, "Know the river, or take someone with you who knows it, and have a plan." And now, back to you, Nick.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great. All right, we got to take a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll finish You Big Dummy. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we got a short Fly Jams Friday, but we'll get some Fly Jams in. Let's get back to it. Yeah! Nick DiGilio here on a Friday morning. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday. We'll get a little Fly Jam in there. Had so many great guests this morning that we wanted to make sure we got everybody in. You Big Dummy is back. Dummy number four. If you are a postal worker throwing out mail and you're supposed to deliver, it's probably not a good idea to put it in a restaurant dumpster near a security camera. The owner of Luigiana's Pizza said he was shocked when he said the security camera recorded a woman driving up in a U.S. Postal Service truck and dumping what appeared to be hundreds of pieces of mail. The dumped mail included bills, personal letters, and about 400 business flyers mailed out by realtor Warren Hudson. Someone literally throwing our money in the trash, Hudson said. U.S. Postal Service said the pieces of mail were recovered from the dumpster and will be delivered to their intended recipients. With a special aroma attached, jeez.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A burglar was caught because he was wearing the same clothes the day after the robbery. On Tuesday, the suspect walked into North Miami Senior High School and stole a 2013 Volkswagen Passat. Security footage showed a man wearing a dark hoodie and a dress shirt and a tie with the words "Role Models of Excellence" on it. The suspect was caught the next day when cops found him sitting in front of the school bleachers wearing the same clothes as the day before. The keys to the car were in his pocket. Man seems to be taking it all in stride as he was caught twerking at today's bond court hearing. In the video, the judge does not seem amused and gave him an $18,000 bond. Is there a video for that, Dan?
There it is. We'll put it up.
Okay, we got to put it. You want to see this guy twerking in court.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a vote here. let's see. We've got the dummy who butt-dialed 911 led cops to finding stolen lottery tickets. We get the dummy who was driving erratically because, of course, he was playing Pokemon Go. We got the dummies who went tubing without a map and had to sleep in the woods. We got the dummy postal worker who threw out all the mail into a restaurant dumpster with a camera in front of it. And the dummy who didn't change his clothes and twerked in... and twerked... in court. All right, Dan?
Between the tie and the twerk, I've got to go with dummy number five.
All right, dummy number five. About you, Vic?
I'm going to go with the three spatially challenged women. I think they were two. Number two?
No, that's dummy number three.
Yeah, read a map.
Yeah, dummy number three. I just love the fact that somebody said, yeah, it goes in a circle. You'll be fine. You'll be able to come right back to your car. Don't do that when you go kayaking, Vic.
I'll try to remember
right,
that.
You still don't want to do that.
Oddly enough, that one does go in a circle around the hotel. I thought I'd just take baby steps so I don't get lost.
Fantastic. All right.
No map required.
Okay. Well, we won't see you on Dummies in the News next week then, you big dummy. Okay. And in traffic, Esmeralda, what do you think?
I'm going with the twerk.
Yeah, I got to go with the twerk, too. I can't wait to see the video. And also because the tie said "Role Models of Excellence," and then he twerked. So there you go. There's your dummies. And if you want to read a funny dummy story, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's get this one in, at least part of it. Neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context. Context.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. Context.
All right. Now, we were off for a week, so the Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies are a little lengthy because we've got backlogged for a week.
Right. We should start with a disclaimer. Because the way timing works out, basically we had 2.5 weeks of context and spies. We literally received over 100 submissions. In that span of time. So okay. Obviously we're not going to get to all 100. We thank everybody who submitted. But
we had to cut them down just for time purposes because the entire show would have just been those segments.
Right.
But again, we thank you for participating. Seriously, thank you so much.
Right.
Okay, what do we got for our first?
So we'll start with Jesse, who heard this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
There it is.
See it?
Let's see.
You see it?
Oh, yeah.
It's that, curly.
Yeah, it gets really curly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it gets really
that's
curly.
Good.
And that's not even, I mean, that was long there in that picture, but it got longer than that. I mean, like, ridiculous. We were talking about my hair, people. On my head. The hair on my head. All right.
Karen and morning show producer Mike Jacobson sent in the next two. First up, other morning show producer Mary Sandberg.
I kind of like to suck on them.
Jeez.
By the way, congratulations, Mary.
Yes.
Got married.
She did.
Is she still talking about them pickles?
Nope.
That's a whole different thing. She likes to suck on lots of stuff.
426.
Yeah. Okay.
And then this one of Mary Vandeveld.
No, they get hard.
That morning show is just filthy. Okay.
Karen also heard this one of Dean Richards.
Boy, I know your tongue goes many directions like that.
Jeez. Okay.
Harold and our own Vic Vaughn submitted the next two. They're both of you.
Oh.
First one.
I'm not going to hold on to this poll because I don't know where it's been. Thank you, Vic. Okay, next.
And then the second one.
And I understand, Vic, your reasoning for voting for, I understand, you know, your personal reasoning for voting for ass. All right.
John from Terre Haute gives us this one of Bill Leff.
I was holding it like I would a loaf of baguette bread.
Okay.
Larry emailed this one to Violetta Padromatic.
Just don't drop your ball in his yard.
Whoa! That sounds painful. Okay.
Celine sent in this one of Judy Markey.
And it's particularly a lot if you're doing it yourself.
Oh, Judy. All right.
Stephen Oakbrook heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
Oh, here you go, Esmeralda.
They can touch it all they want.
He's excited.
He's very excited.
Eric submitted this one of Dean Richards.
She could just sit there and not do anything, and you'd be perfectly satisfied.
All right.
Celine, Jamie, and Larry emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
Put your tittle in a cup, and then you wink at it.
What? Okay.
Our own Bennett Wake Knight sent in this one of Steve Cochran and Andre Darlis.
I've got a bulging disc.
Is that what that is?
Is that what that is?
Disc, by the way.
No, I know, I know.
Disc. D-I-S-K. Our own Kristen Decker heard this one of Kathy O'Malley.
That still makes you stop when it hits your crotch.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
Sean submitted this one of Wendy.
How did that fit in there?
All right.
Jesse emailed this one of Amy Guth.
I have like a giant tennis ball size hickey.
What? What's going on there, lovely Amy Guth? Okay.
Celine and Aaron sent in this one of Wendy.
No, you spread your legs and lean forward.
Okay. I think that's, is that all the time we have? Before
we
the news?
In one more.
All right, one
Kari
more.
And our own Ryan Burrow sent in this exchange between Bill and Wendy.
Oh, don't use the pump down there.
Nope.
All right, we got a break. The news is next. Then we'll finish up Straight Out of Context. Nick D Show Spies will be after that. And a very truncated version of Fly Jams Friday. But we're still going to get some jams in. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, board, I'm coming straight out of context. Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. All righty then. Time to finish up the Straight Out of Context Nick D Show Spies, and a mini version of Fly Jams Friday will be happening. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. I was just getting a text here from Decker. She got herself a ticket to Maria Bamford for tonight, but she had to go to Craigslist. Evidently, it was sold out. So, but she's going. Maria Bamford. I'm thrilled it's sold out for Maria Bamford. That's awesome. So that's tonight, 8 o'clock at the Athenaeum Theater. The hilarious and crazy Maria Bamford. Very cool. All right. Where are we? We got some more of the crazy contexts.
Yes. Ken in Milwaukee heard this one of Wendy.
My finger's getting a workout.
Oh, man. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee also submitted this one of Anna DeVlantes.
You want to get this guy off, okay, but how far do you go to do it?
Oh, man. Okay.
Our own Bennett Wake Knight and Esmeralda Leon emailed this one of Mark Carmen.
Lise, why don't you come out here with your phone and let's film me?
What? Wow. What? Now, that must have been while I was away, huh?
It was, yeah.
Jeez, I don't even know what's going on in here. Like Esmeralda's now running in. Did you film Carmen?
No.
Okay.
He just wanted it.
He wanted it. Well, mark that one down, too. Okay. I leave this place for a week. It goes to hell. All right. What's up?
Dirty Dave sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
You don't want your back door left open.
Good advice.
Yeah. Okay.
Wild Bill heard this one of Mark Carmen.
I might go all day by the last day.
Hmm. The hell's going on while I was gone? I don't know. Esmeralda, you just let the place go nuts? Is that?
You know what?
You and Vic just allowed everybody to do what they wanted?
It's like nature, tigers, eat the gazelle, let them.
I see. Circle of life.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, next.
Esmeralda, get ready, because Eric submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
Squirt, 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 and then I get out.
Oh,
what?
Oh, man.
Does Lou know he's on these, I wonder?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Dean.
It was a good licking yesterday, though.
Jeez. You know, Dean's on this a lot, man.
Right.
It's crazy. Dean is a filthy, filthy man. Okay.
Brad and Steve sent in this one of Frank Fontana. Oh.
Do I stick my finger in there to see if it's moist?
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. All right, next.
Aaron heard this one of Steve Cochran.
I also rubbed it a lot, and I was in public.
Well, it's not surprising.
Jesse submitted this one of Wendy.
If there's anything we can do to ease your reentry, and
okay,
the next two are from our new friend Dana DiLorenzo.
No, she submitted.
Well, no,
no. I was going to say no. These are from Dana DiLorenzo's appearance.
Right, right.
Okay.
All right. So the first one we knew on the spot.
Get her off.
Right. That's right.
And then Kristen Decker pointed this one out.
We need a Kickstarter for new cans.
New cans. That, by the way, was such a delightful interview. And speaking of Kristen Decker, she did a wonderful job videoing it. And the video is available on the website. You should watch it, because Dana DiLorenzo was one of the most fun guests I've had ever. And you can see it at WGNRadio.com, the whole interview. Okay.
It's funny you mention that. Tommy mailed this one of you.
So you can watch the video of us in the studio doing it. Oh, we did not do it. She did kiss me.
She did.
She did kiss me, but we did not do it. Okay.
On the cheek, by the way.
Yeah, I know. We made out hard.
Dirty Dave sent in this exchange between Susan Muchin and Steve Bertrand.
Give me some.
Oh no, I definitely will give you
here.
Some.
Jeez, you realize that they're on at noon? All right.
And finally,
uh-oh,
our own Esmeralda Leon sent in this one of our own, Vic Vaughn.
You never got up that high to rub it.
Oh, that was Lincoln's nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Never got up that high to rub it. Good job, Vic. Oh, brother. All right, here we go. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies.
Hey.
Oh, Larry. All right, spies. Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. If anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the information. Who said it, day, time, all that stuff, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, now we were off for a couple of weeks. So we might have a few.
Yes, four in total. Our spies were Peter Carey, Ryan Burrow, Aaron, Brian, Kathy, and the Hawk of May. So
okay.
The first is a context spy combination. Cochran knew what was coming after Mary Sandberg said what she said.
Oh. I kind of like to suck on him. Well, I just eat him
cold. Well, you just made Nick's show.
I love that. That's like people know it now. The entire station pretty much knows it now.
Yep.
Like it's become, you know. Okay.
By the way, she was talking about Starburst.
For, oh. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Jen Bosworth filled in for you earlier this week, yes. And she had actually said some really nice things about you being a mentor to her. She had some of the ladies on from the Factory Theater, and they talked about how you were a mentor to them, specifically Corey Pasco, who told this story.
One of my first rehearsals for Top Shelf, Nick didn't know me at all. And they made a character so I could also be in the second act as well as this first one. They're like, we just wanted to hear the name of the restaurant, which I don't think I can say on the air.
No.
Okay. So, great. So, you know, and he's like, so you can just improvise the scene. You've got some specials ready to go. I'm like, you don't know me at all. And I just get to come in and improvise and blow the room apart, which is what I got to do.
Yay.
And I was like, thank you for that. And it was just expected that you're here.
So you step up.
You step up.
Wow. That was nice, Corey. She, by the way, was hilarious in that show. She is hysterical. All of the women that Jen had on, including Jen, all of the three women who came in to talk, I had the absolute honor and pleasure of directing all of them. Extraordinarily funny women. Like, really, really funny women. To the point where, like, we would write stuff or just create stuff. Like Corey said, she killed in her audition,
mm-hmm.
and was so funny that I was like, let's put her in the second act. You're just going to play a waitress. Do what you want.
Because
you're hilarious, so do it. So okay, that was fun. That's nice. Okay.
Yes. All right. So this is another context spy. So Thursday morning, Bill Leff got a stain on his pants.
Oh, no.
And so basically the first 25 minutes of that show was out of context. We could have just played that for a half hour. So go check out the podcast.
Okay.
But here's where you kind of come into play.
Oh, don't use the pump down there.
Nope.
Okay. And
I can't keep logging these times, guys.
And also, I think I would wait until you got home because I found that you do have to work with it and it does get wet. And
would that be the worst thing in the world at this point?
Nick DiGilio should just run the whole show open.
It would make the day go faster.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I think people should listen to that to the podcast. All right. Okay.
All right. And finally, when Mark, Carmen, and Esmeralda were filling in for Patty, they were asking the crew about famous people they've hung out with. Roger Badish mentioned you.
Roger, who's the most famous person you've ever hung out with?
Ever hung out with?
Ever been in a room with, ever asked a question to, ever interacted with?
Tons. Jerry Lewis.
Oh.
Was he nice?
He was very nice.
Oh, okay.
In fact, after his press conference, he and I talked.
Where'd you meet?
In fact, Nick DiGilio has my Jerry Lewis autographed picture that I got from Jerry Lewis at that time.
Why does Nick DiGilio have it?
Yeah.
Because he's a bigger fan of Jerry Lewis than I am.
Oh, I see.
And I thought he would like it, and he does.
Look at Carmen. Why does he have it? I'm the biggest Jerry Lewis fan on the planet, and it was very kind of him to Roger to give that to me.
Yeah.
It was
really great. And then asked, does it say Roger on it?
No, it doesn't. It just says Jerry. Yeah. No, it doesn't. It just says Jerry Lewis. I have it. It's in my living room. That was nice. I thought when that topic was up that Roger was going to mention my weak encounter with Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was the direction it was going to go in because I did. Have I ever told you off the air? I've never told you off the air some of the Gary Busey stories. Have I?
No. Yeah, you have.
I have. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I told V some, too. Yeah, because V was so excited.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
That I hung out with Gary Busey for a week. Weirdest week ever, by the way. All right, there you go. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. This is the email address, nickdshow@gmail.com.